land ring, telling the world that Jesus saves the day. Yes, I'm in the glory land ring. I'm in the glory land ring. I'm in the glory land ring. Oh, heaven is near and way groweth clear for me. Call the day, get in the glory land way. Wonders come home, or hasten to obey, and get in the glory land way. I'm singing, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near, and we grow it clear for. Soon I shall see him in that home above. Oh, I'm in the glory land. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and we go it clear for. I'm in the glory on the chorus singing now. Oh, I'm in the glory land way.
Just look unto the hills whence cometh my help. When the dreams I dreamed have died, and I need a place to hide, I just look unto the hills whence cometh my help.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender, and they're leading me in paths that I must try. Walks beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
I trust in God. I know He cares for me.
the things that he's done for me. Little things that we take for granted. The little things that he's done for me. We sat down to eat today, and of course my kids, they kind of laugh at me and stuff. And Drew said the blessing, and I just sat there. And you know, I said to the kids, I said, guys, ever since me and your mama started, God has provided for us. And they're just sitting there texting, looking at me like, okay. But I meant that from my heart. It hit me today at dinner that God has provided. And so many times, so many things he's done that I forgot to thank him for it. Sometimes you just want to go talk to the Lord and tell him thank you for what all he's done. You listen to this old classic, I Came to Talk to You, Lord. As troubles brought me to my knees, oh, but this time I just came to talk with you, Lord. I have no special motive in mind. I just want to thank you for all the other times. I just came to talk with you, Lord.
Maybe tomorrow there'll be trouble and sorrow and a thousand teardrops they may fall. I have no special favor to ask. I just came to talk with you, Lord.
Because we don't know about tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow there'll be trouble and sorrow and a thousand teardrops. They may fall,
but
until I face tomorrow's test,
I have no special favor to ask. I just came to talk with you, Lord.
Oh,
I just came.
Well, I want to sing this song. It's kind of odd that we throw this in the mix, but it is where my heart's at. The song is called Don't Give Up. It was written by a preacher friend of mine. And I want to share with you what he shared with me. He was in the hospital having kidney trouble. He later on had to have a kidney completely removed. But laying in the hospital, these are the words he said. He said, "How's that song doing? Did you get it recorded?" I said, "I did. I can't wait till you hear it." I said, "Matter of fact, we're fixing to sing it for the first time at a church in Hudson, North Carolina. Brother David Wood." That's where we was at. I was with him on the phone. He was in the hospital. And he started crying. I could tell he was crying on the other end. He said, "Brother Carl," he said, "when you stand on that stage in front of all them mamas and daddies," he said, "do me a favor." He said, "tell them there's an old preacher laying in a bed, hospital bed, that tells them these words, mamas and daddies, don't give up. Don't give up on your children. The song says this could be the day that they come home." He said, "talk to the hearts of mamas that are weary. Talk to the hearts of daddies that pray and pray and pray, and still it seems no answer's there." He said, "it could be the day." See, I believe that the Holy Ghost can go places we can't. A praying mama and daddy and the Holy Ghost in action, boy, that can do some damage. I'm telling you, it can really stir some hearts of people. I've seen the Holy Ghost walk into places that you'd never be able to go and arrest people of their problems. And I believe it's a result from a praying mama and daddy, praying grandparents, a praying church. So I say to you, as that preacher said, not directly, but indirectly, he said, "don't give up, mama. Don't give up, daddy." This is the story of the prodigal son. And it's told, Drew plays the part, if you would, of the prodigal. He's singing to you the words that the prodigal is saying. And I'm going to sing to you the words of the daddy, what the father might have said, what the father might have done. It's called Don't Give Up, and I pray that you wouldn't give up on your children, on your grandchildren, on your prodigal church members. Don't give up. This could be the day. Sing it, buddy.
I said I'm tired of living in this sheltered little world.
Yep.
It's time I spread my wings and try to fly. So you can give me all my goods and I'll be on my way. Then I gathered all for my journey to a land so far away. Distant land, when I spent all I had, a famine came and I began to want. I thought of all my father had and all I'd left behind. I came to myself and headed for home, forgiveness I might find.
Listen, mom and daddies. It was on a distant hilltop I would always come each day, and I was praying for that lost boy to return. Then one day, a long way off, I saw him coming home. He once was dead, but now he lives again. I brought that lost son home. This could be the day.
See, this could be the day that they come home. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Because your answer's just a prayer away.
This could be that very day.
So child, don't give up.
It could be a loved one who has wandered
or a child who's gone astray. The pain you feel seems more than your heart can bear, but your cries can touch the Master, and He'll hear your prayer today, so that loved one who's wandered could be coming home to stay.
Home.